Next month, the biggest quilt show in the state is coming to Madison. The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is a space for quilting enthusiasts and their guilds to showcase their handiwork, take classes, and appreciate the quilting community.
The three-day event is a presentation by PBS Wisconsin, with proceeds of the show going to support programming. It carries on the legacy of the late legendary public media figure Nancy Zeman, whose show Sewing with Nancy ran for more than 30 years.
Deanna Springer is co-founder of Nancy Zeman Productions and organizer for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. Deanna, thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome. It's great to be here.
Now, some people listening not only are familiar with the quilt show, they're marking the days on their calendar till it happens. For people who haven't experienced it, what do they see? What do they experience when they walk in the door of this year's quilt show?
Well, the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show happens every September, the weekend after Labor Day. So we'll open on Thursday, and the doors open at 9, and it's a big cheer when the doors open, and you walk in, and you're just immersed in everything quilts and quilting for the vendors, anything you need to buy to make a quilt. And then you see the finished quilts in the central quilt exhibit. And special quilt exhibits are coming in from all over the country. And then there's a whole education part of it, too, with lectures and sit and sews and hands-on classes. So it's a lot, everything you can do. You can spend 3 days at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show.
And people do.
Oh, we do. Yeah, absolutely. People do. 3-day tickets. And there's something to do and see every single day.
Now, this is PBS Wisconsin does this along with Nancy Zeman Productions, which you're with. That name, Nancy Zeman. I think sometimes in Wisconsin, for people familiar with quilting, we might take her for granted. Oh, yeah, of course, Nancy Zeman. She's not just a big deal in Wisconsin, right? She is huge in the world of quilting and sewing and selling this idea that this is something that, yes, you can do, even if you didn't think you could.
Yeah, Nancy is well known nationally and internationally. And of course, she's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. She passed away in 2017. But she approached PBS Wisconsin, probably in 2002, and said, let's do this. We have a community. Let's bring them together once a year in Madison. And so we joined with PBS Wisconsin, and we were already co-producing Sewing with Nancy, the television show, which next year will be our 45 years on television. So you can still watch Sewing with Nancy online at nancyzeman.com and at PBS Wisconsin channels and PBS nationwide.
Anything special coming up for the 45th anniversary
next
year?
Actually, yes. We're having a Sapphire anniversary challenge, so we can break the news here. It's not yet announced. So the very first day of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show on September 10th at 9 a.m., people will walk into the Central Quilt Exhibit and learn about what next year's quilt challenge is. So every year we have a challenge quilting project that you can participate in, and it's small and it's doable, and you have 6 to 8 months to complete it. It's a 30-inch by 40-inch quilt, and the challenge this year is let's celebrate 45 years of Sewing with Nancy, the Sapphire anniversary, so all quilts must be blue and white to celebrate that Sapphire anniversary.
Now, you used the word community a few moments ago, and that's something that always strikes me about quilting. I could picture it as this solitary activity. Everybody's at home, tucked away alone, and that's part of it. But everywhere you go, I think around Wisconsin, there's quilting guilds and people formally or informally getting together to share their creative efforts here. How important is community to our quilting world in Wisconsin?
It's so important. You know, you go into a quilt shop, and there are people there working and shopping that have the same hobby, the same interest that you do. So it's really exciting to walk in and be immersed with all other quilters that enjoy everything you do, and they just help each other. Let's choose some fabrics and pick out some fabrics, and then they go to guild meetings, and whether it's modern or traditional, there are different types of guilds. And then a big part of lately, the last decade or two, are quilt retreats. So you pack up, you hit the road, and you meet your quilting friends at a stayover retreat center, and you just quilt day and night. You hardly sleep at all.
You mentioned that idea of people helping each other out. And again, that Nancy Zeman spirit of making quilting accessible to people. Talk a little bit about how that happens at the quilt show itself, the kind of things that quilters at all levels might learn along the way there.
Right. The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is for every quilter of any level, beginners to, award-winning quilters and people that have never quilted before. We have a lot of people come that just admire the artwork of quilting that they haven't even thought about getting into the hobby. But as soon as you walk in and you're interested in, say, you want to learn about hand quilting or you want to learn about machine quilting, any type of quilting technique you want to learn, it's there available, whether it's the free stage presentations that are included with your admission ticket. It's accessible. The prices are kept low so that people, anyone that's interested, can come learn more about quilting.
Now, I hear anecdotally again and again about younger generations showing a renewed interest in quilting, whether that's it was COVID, right, and you needed mm-hmm. something to do,
right.
Or, wow, we're spending a lot of time on screens. We want something practical that we can do that gets us away from that. What do you see in the quilting world for new generations?
Yeah, it's tactile. It's all of us that are makers with our hands, whether it's crochet or needlework. Quilting, of course, is my hobby. You just want to create. You take that flat fabric and you cut it up and you make it into a quilt. My sister, Diana, that's not a quilter. She's a flower gardener, a painter. Why would anyone buy fabric, perfectly good fabric, cut it up into pieces and then sew it back together, right? So it's truly an art form, and it's taking that creation, that flat fabric, and making it into a three-dimensional, beautiful quilt.
Now, also at the show, there are competitive elements. There are competitions. What kind of categories are there? What kind of things do people get judged on when they enter their work?
We mentioned earlier the quilt challenge we do every year. The central quilt exhibit in the center of the show is made up of around 300 competition quilts that are 10 different categories.
Wow.
So as soon as you walk in the front entrance to the central quilt exhibit, you will find bed-size quilts that are hand-pieced and hand-quilted.
So hand means I didn't run it through my sewing machine.
No,
I stitched
sewing
that
machine.
By hand.
No,
wow.
Sewing machine involved. Those are impressive.
Quilt, bed-size. So
bed-size.
Wow.
Bed-size quilts completely made with hand, needle, and thread. Gorgeous quilts. Mm. Gorgeous. And then as you work your way through, you'll see bed-size machine quilted, machine applique, machine pieced. And then as you keep going into the categories, you get into wall-size quilts. Many different techniques from machine embroidered, thread painting, applique, traditional piecing. You'll see art quilts. You'll see quilts made from repurposed items like denim. Or all the quilts must have a top layer and a back layer and a center batting layer, and then it qualifies as long as the entrant meets the other size requirements.
For someone listening who's thought, I've thought about quilting, maybe they saw a relative do it in the past, they don't know how to start, right? How do they get in that door? What are first steps for someone who wants to get into quilting?
First step, go to quiltshow.com and take a look at the event guide. We have the 24-page event guide, and you can just read through it and see what interests you. Look at the free stage presentations that are, you know, available to you with your admission ticket, and just start walking through the vendor mall, seeing the different demonstrations. I'm inspired every year to see what is new at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. So people like myself, teachers, we're always coming up with the next idea. So if you quilt and sew every day, you come up with your own things that work for you. And then we like to share those with each other. Hey, you know what would make this process easier? This is the tip that I've discovered, and you should try it too.
Deanna, thanks so much for giving us a preview.
Thank you.
Deanna Springer is a co-founder of Nancy Zeman Productions and organizer for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show coming up next month. Now, Wisconsin's quilting guilds are going strong all across the state with dozens and dozens of groups from Appleton to Whitewater where members meet up monthly or weekly to work on projects and discuss ideas. Here to take a closer look at what binds these guilds together, we turn to the Prairie Piecers from Deerfield. Mary Rapp and Jean Anderson are sisters who quilt with the Prairie Piecers. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And Jean, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Jean, let's start with your origin story. What got you into quilting in the first place?
Well, my mother taught me how to sew, and I started on clothing and doll clothes and aprons, and just graduated. I did garment sewing for quite a while. I did alterations, and quilting just sounded really intriguing. And Mary had already started because she is my big sister, and just went into it, both feet.
And Mary, what is it you love about quilting and sewing that's kept you with it through the years?
I think it's the creativity and the challenge. I rarely do the same quilt twice, unless I'm requested to do so. And I'm interested in trying new techniques and seeing where they lead me.
And Jean, two of you, as you mentioned, are sisters. You attend the same quilting meeting every third Thursday, I think. What is it about sharing that quilting experience and getting together with the group to share your craft? What is important about that for you?
Well, part of it is just being with my big sis. We used to sing in the same chorus, and then she moved further away and switched choruses. And I had tried her quilt guild, and the ladies were all so welcoming and so friendly, and gets me up here once a month. I stay overnight.
So you commute for the Quilt Guild?
I do. I'm from Illinois.
All right. And Mary, how do you make sure you have this welcoming community feeling for people, even if they're not your sister?
Well, we don't actually have anyone specifically assigned to be a welcome person, but it just kind of is absorbed by everybody that's already a member. If someone comes in that's new, we make sure that there's a seat at the table for them. I, as you know, I'm listed as a contact for our guild. And just last night, I received an email from another person who's interested in attending a meeting. And when that happens, I always make sure to reply with full information about where and when and how and what our programs usually look like, and tell them that we hope that they'll be joining us soon. So it's kind of a group thing.
And Jean, when you're together with the group, is there a lot of idea sharing and helping each other solve your problems and conundrums about quilting?
Oh, all the time. We have a sharing of what we've accomplished during the month, whether it's quilting or other kind of sewing or knitting or weaving or what have you. But yeah, I've had some interesting problems in my quilting, and somebody has an answer, and they're not shy about sharing it.
And then, Mary, part of your monthly group exchange, you have a thing you call Please Make Some. Tell us a little bit about that project.
We refer to it as, in a little joke, as PMS. But we have a sign-up sheet at the beginning of the year, and if you choose to participate, you sign up for a month to bring in instructions and examples of a particular quilt block. And then during that month's meeting, you pass out the written instructions and show the block and demonstrate if there's any interesting things that you should be aware of or whatever. And then the people who are members of the guild choose or not to make some of that block. And if you do, for each block that you bring in the following month, your name is entered into a drawing, and one person's name is drawn and wins all of the blocks. The kicker is that you can only put your name in the drawing for the blocks that you brought if you have finished the last batch of blocks that you won. It's sort of an incentive to keep moving, if you will.
Jean, have you been inspired by that Please Make Some concept?
Oh, yes. I had the June block, and in July, I won all those blocks. So now I have to get in gear and do something with them.
And finally, Mary, the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is happening soon. You have some experience there. What are you looking forward to this year?
This year, just seeing and getting ideas from the quilts, and then, as usual, buying more than I really need to in the vendor area. as a matter of fact, last year I entered a quilt for the first time, and that quilt took third place in its category. And those winnings come with some money attached. Ooh. And so immediately after I found out that I was a third place winner and figured out how much money I would eventually receive, I went and spent it all in the visitor area.
Classic. They know they're not going to lose money on that exchange.
That's right.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing your love of quilting. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it was fun to be here.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Mary Rapp is a quilter and organizer for the Prairie Piecers Quilting Guild in Deerfield. Her sister Jean Anderson is also a quilter with the Prairie Piecers. We've been talking about quilting guilds and building community through the craft of quilt making. We also heard from Deanna Springer, co-founder of Nancy Zeman Productions and organizer for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. That show takes place in Madison's Alliant Energy Center September 10th through 12th. Proceeds of the event support programming at WPR's public media colleagues at Wisconsin Public Media.